And I think it's just God telling me, you really need to just stick it out, because I'm with you. You are going to make it through. And there's a reason why I have you in this situation. I have to learn how to just stick it out, because you never know how you can bless somebody else just right. by being there. You know, God will use us as a vessel.
Right.
But we have to be willing to let him use us.
Use us. Right.
Psalm 133 says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Welcome to Faith, Family, Friends, where two families and four friends of one faith join together in unity to share in conversation about all they've experienced in hopes to change a generation through the love of Jesus. On this episode, listen to part two of the motherly conversation between Arise and Lindsay as they discuss living a spirit-led lifestyle.
Now it's your turn. Now we get to learn about how Lindsay's childhood and upbringing. I really just grazed over mine. You know, I changed.
No, I want you to go back. We kind of went back and forth.
I didn't have much. Like I said, I was the baby, so I was the last one in the home. But, you know, towards my last few years, 3 or 4 years at home, I guess a freshman in college, my mom and dad, they split up officially. You know, they had been off and on for years, but they officially got divorced when I was in high school. And I just thank God I had another teacher. I had a teacher in school that I really cling to. And he really took me under his wing. Like I was just his own. And, you know, even though my dad was still in my life, you know, our relationship wasn't that great. So, you know, my auto teacher, my major in high school for some reason was automotive technology.
Oh.
I was going to own a luxury car dealership. That was my goal when
wow.
I was in high school.
Wow.
So I figured I better learn about cars before I start to sell them. So that's why my major was automotive technology in high school. But I'm so blessed that I was in that major, because my teacher, Mr. Wood, I still talk to him today. Mm. You know, he was just such a great mentor, and, you know, he had so much respect, not just for me, but for my mom as well. So he would communicate with her, and it felt like such a loving relationship, you know, and it was nothing more than
right.
teaching student, but he was just,
right.
you know, it was that love that I needed at that right. time. So
right.
I was glad to have him there. But it was a broken home in high school, and it was just felt like so much chaos and so much confusion for me that I was just so ready to get as far away from it as I could. So right. I applied to as many schools in Florida as I could, because mm-hmm. that was 15, 17 hours away from home. And, you know, although I was the baby, I moved the furthest away than any of my siblings. You know, my sister mm-hmm. originally had been the furthest. She went to Michigan. But then I went to Florida because I wanted to get away from it all. And I really wanted to feel like a fresh start. I'm a person, I don't really like drama and confusion mm-hmm. and chaos. Mm-hmm. You know, it just gives me a lot of anxiety. It really stirs up something mm-hmm. in my spirit. Mm-hmm. And you know, I wanted to get away from it and be able to focus on my studies. And I felt like if I stayed home or even close to home, you know, I would still be too close to it to really focus and excel in my studies. So right. it was tough not knowing anyone in Tallahassee, Florida.
Right.
But there wasn't much trouble to get into, not that I would be looking for it anyway.
Right.
And you know, I still kept in contact with my parents, and my grandmother called me almost every day. You know, she's really we call the patriarch of our family. She's been there through everything. She always supports us. She still watches the youngest baby now. You know, she moved down here just to help me take care of the boys.
Oh, wow. So
she was originally living in Baltimore. And when I was pregnant with my second son, Isaiah, she moved down here. You know,
wow.
just to help me out. And she would babysit him every day.
Oh, my goodness.
He got old enough to go to school. And then when my baby came along, she babysat him as well. So she still is.
Wow.
So it's definitely been a blessing. And, you know, I think I'm a lot like her, or I try to be at least. I always have tried to be like my grandmother because she has such a genuine heart. Mm. And everybody, she makes everyone feel like family. Mm. But if she just met you 2 seconds ago, she's going to make you feel like family. And she's very genuine about it. And she just has such a strong faith. You know, even her son passed away last year. And to see how she's going through this and, you know, her faith in God still standing. And, you know, some people, they might have given up.
Right.
You know, it's not fair that my son, I would lose my son. You know, my son would go before me. No one wants to see their child go before them.
Right.
But it's like, and her brother had passed away just a few months before that.
Mm.
So that was just so much death at one time. And to see how resilient she has been. And of course, you know, I've seen her cry, but she'll still, at the end of the conversation, she's praying for me. You know, she's praying for whoever she was talking to. And it's like, for her to still have that strength to pray for somebody else when she's going through it herself, you know, that's just amazing to me. And I know it's nobody but the Lord. So I look up to her, and I definitely, you know, strive to be a strong woman of God like she is. So she's a great example in my life. And I'm thankful to have those types of examples, because not everybody does.
Right.
You know, so I pray for the people that don't have that example. And I pray that the Lord is able to reach them some other way. You know, he's definitely able to reach anyone, anywhere they are.
Right.
You know, so, but that's,
I like that. That's what one of my things, like meeting people right where they are,
where they are.
And it can be, it could be a teacher. It could be another family member. It could be a friend, and it could be somebody. I've talked to women who have told me, Lindsay, I didn't have a family to see an example of a good family. And one of the girls said, you know, I watch a YouTube like family that, you know, like there's this people that they're craving, you know, what it looks like to have family, and, you know, not to assume that everybody has good role models or good examples thankfully you had your grandmother, you know, and like you said, not everybody has that. But those of us that were fortunate to have that, now this is why, and I feel like this is why it's important that we do talk about these things, because, you know, and talk about family and talk about how, you know, that we're not talking about and recording these things just because we want us to be out there. We just want to help too, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. So, that's wonderful. Yeah. I love, thanks for talking about all the, your grandmother, because, you know, I never had a grandmother at all, actually.
Really?
So, well, I mean, obviously we have grandmothers, but, I didn't grow up with a grandmother. So, my mom it was her and her brother and her sister. And my mom's mom was actually killed when my mom was four.
Wow.
So my mom was, my aunt was 2 years old, and my uncle was 5 days old. So he never grew up with his mom. Yeah. She was murdered. So it was, so I didn't know her. And then I didn't grow up with my dad. My grandparents on my dad's side never acknowledged, I guess, that I was, cause my mom never married my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically, I never met them. Like, I never met my dad's side. I met my dad. He would come to like some birthday parties sometimes and things. My mom would still like keep him included. And things, because it wasn't his choice. It was my mom's choice. She just didn't think it would be a very good, he wasn't completely healthy, like mentally and stuff at the time. And so she just chose not to, but she didn't want to like take him away from me, you know, as far as if he wanted to see me. So so I never knew my grandfather, my grandparents on that side. Yeah. So my grandfather is the only one, my my mom's dad, I knew him and I had a very close relationship with him.
That's good.
So I did have one, right? And we would go to his house. My cousins and I would go to his house all the time. He would be at our house all the time. Yeah. And it's actually one of the reasons why we moved back here. Because, you know, we I grew up here in Port Orange when I was, like, I was born here in Daytona.
Okay.
And then... obviously had my childhood. I grew up with my cousins here. It was just my mom and I, my whole life. But when I was in sixth grade, my mom and I decided to, move. She decided to move. She had her own business, at the time, when I was growing up and, we went, on a trip, we went to, Egypt and Israel actually,
wow.
When I was in fourth grade. Crazy story. That's a whole nother story for another day.
That sounds amazing though.
It was amazing. I didn't like understand so much of why, like, the Lord took me there that young. Now I'm like, oh my goodness, you know.
You remember it well?
I remember. Yes. Yes. 'Cause I was 10. So I was 10. So, and I worked in a Jewish school. My first, like, I worked in a very Hasidic Jewish Chabad school, my very first teaching for my teaching career.
Uh-huh.
So they always wanted to go to Israel and everything. And so, like, it was so cool because I was able to, like, connect in certain ways with them because I had been there. And so, mm-hmm. you know, all the dads wearing the yarmulkes and everything like that. Like, I got to see all of that when I was young, but anyway, so that was cool. But when she came back she said that when we were over there, she said, I'm supposed to shut my business down. So she said that, I feel like it's your time now and we're supposed to move. And, so that I'm telling you, Reese, like it was like this whole, my life, like, went like,
wow,
based on faith. One moment it was. And, so we left in sixth grade. She said, it's your time now. I know you want to be a teacher. So we, started researching. I remember going to the library and, like, 'cause internet wasn't everywhere.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah.
I remember us going
to color computers with the different color backs and I think it happened. I remember those days.
Yeah, I know. And, so we started researching and it was funny because I was like, I'm in middle school, but, like, I knew I wanted to be a teacher since I was that age, you know, and there was a teacher academy in, you know, Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm.
Okay.
So that's why we moved down there. So we specifically moved down to West Palm so I could go there and get in college. Palm Beach Lake. Right.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
So, yes, you know what? I had the best experience there. Like, I know it was a completely, like, for some people, obviously culture shock, you know, uh-huh. like, I was the only white girl on the basketball team and loved uh-huh. it. Like, absolutely loved it. Like, I had such a beautiful experience
uh-huh.
there. Like, I wouldn't give that school up front, like, I would go back, you know what I mean? Like, I just had yeah. so much fun there. Anyway, I met so many nice people and sisters. Like, they treated me like, you know, I felt so welcome, you know, right. even though I was the minority.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
So it was cool. Yeah, it was so cool. It was
awesome
so cool.
that they, you know, embraced you like that, because I mean, it can feel a little awkward to be the odd man out.
Right. You know, so it was cool. So but it gave me empathy as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I got to see it from different points of view, you know, and I feel mm-hmm. like that experience, like, shaped a lot of my, I don't know, it just shaped my character. I feel too, like, having those different experiences and, yeah. And not allowing, like, I mean, that could go on to a whole nother subject, you know, but, It was fantastic. But anyway, so we went down there and we had a great, I was in the magnet program down there. And then I decided to go to FAU, obviously, because we were down south. But the reason why we came back, I know I started this on my with my grandfather. I was down south, my whole family, my aunt, my uncle, and my cousins that I grew up with and my grandfather were here in, you know, Volusia County.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Still, and just my mom and I moved. And so, but when my grandfather, he had a heart attack, and when he got sick, actually he was like unconscious at the time, somebody like let us know and we had to rush back. Well, I never really got to say goodbye. Wow. To my grandfather, because we were 3 hours away. Mm-hmm. And so, we were down there and, they ended up, you know, having to, let him go anyway. So I had such a great childhood up until middle school, you know, I grew up here. So that's one of the reasons why Jason and I moved back, mm-hmm. Is because I loved it up here. I didn't want to teach down there and I wanted to be closer to family. You know, just because of that experience too. And then my mom ended up moving, you know, because it's just her. So she's like, wherever you're going, I'm going, but she's like, I'm not going back to Daytona. So she's like, she's in Melbourne.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's only about an hour and a half away?
An hour and a half now. Right. Because we're in Ormond now. So hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's not too bad. She's still close enough for you to see every week, you know.
She can come with, right, exactly. She can, yeah. She can still pop in if she wanted to, but she can't, not all the time.
right. But you still have that relationship with her. You're able to see her fairly often.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's good. But you have other family up there too, right?
Right. My aunt is here, my mom's sister, and my uncle, her brother, they're here. And then, my cousins that I grew up with, like my brother and sister, cause I'm an only child.
Okay.
So it was just my mom and me. And so I grew up with them as like, kind of like my brother and sister. Whenever she would work, like I'd stay at their house, like we would ride our bikes to school, you know, so I'm still, you know, we're still close, to them. They're my brother and sister, you know? I mean, we don't hang out, you know, all the time now, but I could call them, and if we needed each other, they would be there, you know. So that's holidays, good. Things like that, we're always hanging out with each other. But do you have anybody?
I will say that's one thing I lost by moving so far away from home, you know. So many relationships kind of really aren't there anymore. You know, of course, my cousins, we grew up so close. We were all of us would get dropped off to my grandmother's house, my father's mother. We would get dropped off to her house in the morning, and we would all walk to school together because we went to school down the street from her home.
Right.
So, you know, we all grew up very close. We went to each other's birthday parties, and, you know, my uncles and aunts, they treated me like I was their own child, and my parents did the same for them. But now that we're older, you know, if I come up to visit, you know, if it's for a funeral or something or for a wedding, I'll see them there. But when I come up, it's not like I'm calling them and say, hey, I'm in town. Let's hook up. Let's go out to eat somewhere, you know, or I'll stop by your house or something. So I have gotten pretty bad with that, pretty disconnected in that way. But I'll tell you, losing so many family members over the last 2 years is really putting everything into a new perspective. Mm. I had a favorite uncle on my mom's side and a favorite uncle on my dad's side.
Mm.
He passed away within 4 months of each other.
I remember one of your uncles, we talked about that, I think, at one point. I think I saw it on Facebook, and then one had cancer, right?
Yes, he. We found out he had cancer in June or July, and by November he was gone.
Oh wow!
He was gone. Yeah, and he was, I believe, 62 years old, young these days. But it just felt so sudden. But I'm glad that me and Tim and the boys, we drove up to South Carolina to see him, you know, before he really started to go downhill. And, you know, he was just so excited to see me and the boys. And, you know, he just pushed past all of his pain. He would get up in the morning and make us breakfast.
Oh, wow.
He was just in so much pain, and we knew it, but he would never let us see it. You know, he just always had the smile on his face, because in his heart, he had so much joy from us being there.
Right.
You know, and that's how I always remember him. Like, he always treated me like I was his own child. He never had any girls. He had two boys. I felt like I was his adopted daughter.
Right.
You know, he just treated me that well. And then my other uncle, it was very sudden. He had a heart attack. He was in great shape. He was 44 years old. And just amazing shape. He worked out with his son, you know, no issues, but he had some blockage in his heart. And he had a massive heart attack, and he lost consciousness. And his fiance was actually unable to get in touch with 911. The line was busy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So she had to somehow get him in the car and take him to the fire station. But the main reason why he never came back is because he lost consciousness for so long. You know, it took so long for them to get a pulse back. And that was just a really tough time. It's just one of those moments that you never forget, you know, those phone calls. And my grandmother being down here, you know, she's not up there. So she has to catch a flight early the next morning. But, you know, she's here at our home all night, just you know, crying and praying. And, you know, I'm listening to her talking on the phone to people about what's going on. And before they hang up, she's praying for them. And it's like, how are you doing this? But it's, it's something, because with my uncle that passed away from cancer, he had been on my mind for so long before I found out he had cancer. I kept hearing something say, you know, call your Uncle Charles, call Uncle Charles, pick up on him. And I never did. And then, you know, of course, my mom texted me that he had cancer. And then I finally, of course, reached out to him. But it just makes me wonder, you know, maybe if I called him, and I know I can't think like this.
I was going to say, don't regret it, but
if I called him sooner, you know, maybe he would have told me that, you know, something was bothering him, and maybe I could have talked him into going to the doctor sooner or something. Maybe they could have called it sooner. But it's like, I know I can't think like that.
Right.
And then the crazy thing is, at his funeral, I really didn't even want to be, I didn't want to be there, because I was just so sad about it, you know. I didn't want to be in that environment, because it just felt, it was too much for me. It was way too much. We really hadn't had death in our family like this for years. So this was the first major death in my adulthood. It was just so much for me, especially with him being one of my favorite uncles.
Right.
And at his wake, which was, or his the viewing, which was the day before his actual funeral, one of my other uncles, his brother, he said, well, did you see your Uncle Tyrone, which is the one that passed away months later? Did you see Uncle Tyrone? He just left from here. I was like, no, I didn't see him. We must have just missed each other. And I always saw him when I came up. Because he was always at my mom's house. And I thought I would see him before I left, because, you know, when I booked my flight, I booked it to come up on Wednesday. And I said, I'm leaving Thursday, right after the funeral. I said, I do not want to be here.
Right.
And with me rushing to get out of that situation, I never got to see my Uncle Tyrone. Even that next day, you know, he was going to come over to my mom's house to see me, but I had to catch a plane. So I never got a chance to see him. And, you know, I talked to him on the phone, like, maybe next time. And next time.
Right.
So it really taught me to learn how to live in the moment, you know, no matter how tough it is, you know, just be there, even if it's just being there for your family, because, you know, that was my father's brother. So I'm sure, you know, maybe I could have spent some extra time there with him, but really just stop running away from things. Like, that's the reason why I came to Florida. Because I wanted to break from all the chaos of the divorce and you know, the family falling apart. And he's, and I think it's just God telling me, you really need to just stick it out, because I'm with you. You are going to make it through. And there's a reason why I have you in this situation.
Mm.
I have to learn how to just stick it out, because you never know how you can bless somebody else just right. by being there. You know, God will use us as a vessel.
Right.
But we have to be willing to let him use us.
Use us. Right.
You know, that's one major thing that I learned from all of this. You know, I just have to live in the moment and just, you know, connect with my family. I'm trying to reconnect with my cousins now, and we're right. talking about getting together and having a big family reunion, even if it's just us.
Right.
Just to reconnect and let our kids meet each other and just reach right. out to each other and encourage each other more.
You know, right.
distance shouldn't separate us.
And how crazy is it too? And thank you for sharing that, because I mean, that just, you know, like you said, being in the moment, you know, that's been on my heart too, you know, and just taking every day, like I'm such a forward thinker a lot, yes. you know, and, you know, the Lord has really been teaching me, like, okay, I'm showing it to you, but like, it doesn't mean it's right now. Exactly. So, you know, you need to focus on, okay, just ask me what the next step is, not yes. like way yes. out. And so just think, like you just, like we were talking about before, the daily bread. And so focusing in on the moment. Yeah, definitely. It's, we need to, but you're talking about distance, how, look what's happening now, you know, yeah, and
for sure.
we're being forced to distance ourselves. And I feel like there's going to be this appreciation so much more yeah. for when we're able to all get back together for everybody. You know, it's just be like, oh my goodness. Well, people actually say hi to each other in the store now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we're not walking around on eggshells, you know. You walk in the store, you got to walk down a certain way. It's only one way in Publix, and you right. know, you don't want to get too close to people. You don't want them to feel afraid or offended, and it's like you just
right.
I don't right. know. It can make you feel like we're all falling apart, but really, this should be bringing us
together.
Yeah,
exactly. Definitely. I haven't been much to the store. Jason does, he usually does the shopping anyways. So he's been going out, but, and doing different things, but, I know it's been, you know, I'm thankful that we're able to even just, I mean, this, we're able to connect this way,
yeah, for sure.
And, you know, but, that makes me think though, it is important, you know, time is valuable. The Lord's been really mm-hmm. sharing that a lot with me, that, you know, not only just with our own family, you know, and things, time with him, you know, making sure that we take that time with him, and then also sharing, evangelizing. Every moment, every minute counts. You know, what are our lives looking like, Jesus, when we walk out there, that others can see that, you know, when they look at us, what is that about you? Well, it's Jesus. Like, can we
exactly
are we modeling that too, you know? And so just like you said, every moment counts, how we live our life. Jason today in his message was talking about how it's a lifestyle. It's a actual it lifestyle. Is. It's not just about going to church on Sunday and then leaving. So that's what I always say. Worship is a lifestyle, you know?
Yeah, so. For sure.
Thank you again for listening. God bless.